Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying what should be clear expectations that we have for ourselves as Christians when it comes to being active in our churches. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 tells us to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. The word here is where we derive our word for zealous. We are to be zealous for the operation of spiritual gifts within the church. This word, much like pursue in verse 1, has at its root a type of striving after something that will not easily give up. Paul was zealous for the Corinthians and their obedience to the gospel. He wouldn't give up on them. And here, Paul is telling the church to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, not so that you can tell everyone what your gift is, but so that you can use your gift within the church. So listen, these are not the humdrum dronings of an apostle who is dispassionate. With these driven words, you hear the very heartbeat of the Apostle Paul when it comes to what should be the expectation every time we gather together in our churches. So there should be an enthusiastic anticipation among us as we gather, a buzz, if you will, that's brewing in the parking lot as you make your way into your church because you are on the lookout to be built up by the spiritual gifts or to build up with your use of the spiritual gifts. That before we ever sit in the seat, before we walk through the door, we come prepared, loaded and ready to see one another, encourage one another, pray for one another, being compelled to do so by Spirit-produced love. That we would chase down this mindset until we caught it. And that chasing down of love and the spiritual gifts is not so much of them being elusive from us as it is our flesh being mortified out of the way. As you pray today, please remember Sam Freeman and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Vietnam.